You know, it's a satisfying thing to be able to build something with your own hands, especially when it means as well that you can live more efficiently as a result. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. My guest today, Betsy Simonians, is the author of DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, 25 Ways to Build a Self-Reliant Lifestyle. She joins us from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas. And Betsy, welcome to the show. Oh, let's see here. We got you there. Are you there, Betsy?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. We're set. What's great to have you with us, you know, as I look through your book, which I really like a lot, I was thinking about all of the different shows over the years, over the last year or two, different topics that we've covered. And in one way or another, we've covered topics relating to virtually everything in your book. And I thought, wow, here is a book that's got all of these different things in, you know, in one spot. I love it.
I'm so happy to hear that. No, it was a joy to put together, and I learned so much from the process of writing it.
Yeah, how did you happen to get going on this project?
Well, you know, I was living in Minneapolis at the time, and it was the first time in my life I had had a yard. And my husband and I were getting our produce from a local CSA farm, and we're starting to just get really enthusiastic about, you know, being more connected to where our food was coming from. And even though we lived in the city, having a real connection to the bounty of the gardens around in the area that we lived. And I was a freelance writer at the time and just really had an interest in doing DIY projects and really invested in being as efficient as I could in my lifestyle. And this project just kind of came together at the right time. So it was a really cool opportunity.
Well, it really does sound like a cool opportunity. And frankly, as I think about it, the reason we were covering these topics is because they have become, you know, really interesting and important and relevant for a whole lot of our listeners.
Definitely. Well, the thing that I was thinking about a lot when I was putting this together was there are so many things we can do with the resources we have. And it really doesn't matter whether you live in the city or in the suburbs or in the country. Like, we have this wealth of resources available to us, and it's kind of up to us to decide what we're going to do with them. And which is, I think, why this book is really exciting, because it's for beginners or for people who have done DIY projects a lot in their homes. There's somewhere to start in a lot of different areas, which is really exciting.
Betsy Matheson Simonians, our guest today, as we visit with her about projects that you and I can do, make ourselves more self-sufficient. She's got the title of the book is DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, 25 Ways to Build a Self-Reliant Lifestyle. Maybe you think about ways to become more self-sufficient. What have you taken on, or what do you plan to take on? And there may be a particular project you'd like Betsy's advice on. Tell you what, give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Might be kind of fun if you've done a little self-sufficient little homeowner project of your own. You got a photo of? Put that up on the Facebook page, too. That'd be fun to see along with your questions. And just for the, you know, you've got 25 ways to build a self-reliant lifestyle here, and it sort of breaks into four main categories, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of self-reliant lifestyle choices are super interrelated. So yeah. What you really value is conserving energy, some of the projects you can work on to do that are going to directly contribute to your ability to produce your own food and to, you know, save money on the resources you're using from the networks around you. So there are, you know, a number of ways that you can approach this. It just depends on, like, where you are, what your lifestyle is, and, like, where you want to dive in and what matters to you most.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the photos, and the instructions are all very straightforward. And maybe give Give our listeners a sort of a sampling of the projects that you've got for us.
Yeah, well, starting with water, you know, there's certainly an abundance of rain in Wisconsin and in the Midwest. We don't get as much of that down here in Texas, but when we do, you know, there's a lot, even a 1 inch of rain you can gather in rain barrels and use that to water your garden. So there's some really easy step-by-step instructions for how to build your own rain barrels out of materials you can find at like a local garden center or a salvage yard. A lot of helpful instructions on how to more efficiently garden, whether that means you are gardening in pots on your front steps or building raised garden beds or just wanting to start your growing season more early by building a cold frame or a greenhouse so you can get your seedlings hardened off in time to plant them in your garden. There's a lot of instructions here, too, for how to set up a root cellar and preserve the food that you grow really effectively. And if you really want to be ambitious and raise animals, there's some great instructions on how to build a chicken arc you can move around your yard, how to build your own beehive, and even getting into how to heat and power your home through solar energy.
Yeah, there's lots of really good stuff. And the root cellar is something we, you know, I have a garden talk show on this I do every week. And so many times people lament the fact they don't have a root cellar. And I love the very straightforward directions that you have that kind of most of us could build a root cellar in our own basement.
Yeah, well, you never think about isolating a space in your home to keep it cold, especially in the winter. But there, you know, you can easily do that by creating a vent in a cold basement corner that vents to the outside, keeping an eye on the temperature and keeping that space insulated from the rest of your home. You can store produce for a number of months and keep it just as fresh and tasty and healthy as it was when you harvested it from your garden.
Absolutely. Betsy Matheson Simeniets, our guest today, as we talk with her about her book, Self-Sufficient Homeowners, is DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowners. And one of the handiest people I know, by the way, is Judith Sears Poisson, who joins us once again. Judith, you're pretty handy with a hammer and a nail and
It depends, yeah, yeah. I'm usually a little nervous getting started, but once I'm into it, I get kind of obsessed.
Well, she joins us because this is our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive, and we are here to ask you to invest a couple of minutes of time to support your future Wisconsin Public Radio listening.
And today, when you do, you'll be automatically entered in a drawing for an iPad mini.
Cool.
Is that one of the few Apple gadgets that you don't have?
We actually have one of those.
Okay. Well, so much for that theory. Well, a contribution of any amount will support the programs you enjoy, and you get entered in our drawing for an iPad mini. So make your gift now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our goal today is 70 pledges, and meeting this goal helps make sure that we have the money we need to fund the programs that you rely on. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and help us meet this goal.
You know, if you decided you wanted to learn how to do DIY projects to increase your self-sufficiency, you might sign up for a class maybe at a local home repair store or maybe through a local organization. Well, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free lifelong education. We bring you guests that teach you all of those things that you would have to look all over for otherwise. All you need is a radio or a computer to listen on, but we need your support to make it happen. Contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs, and as an added incentive, we have something special for you. You can get the DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, 25 Ways to Build a Self-Reliant Lifestyle, when you give $120 or $10 a month. So you can ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
People often talk about the high quality of life we enjoy here in Wisconsin. We have great state parks, a respected university system, wonderful libraries and cultural institutions. Wisconsin Public Radio is also part of the high quality of life here in Wisconsin.
On WPR, you enjoy lively discussions. We have in-depth news. We have great music and entertainment. help pay for the variety you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio with your donation. You can give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Pledge any amount today and you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad mini. Find out the details and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, Scott Simon from NPR News here. You know, many listeners now choose to support public radio as monthly sustainers. Just pay a small amount each month on your credit card for as long as you like. Kind of how you pay for a lot of services these days, cable TV, your health club, except that you get public radio everywhere, in your home, car, office, now even on your mobile devices. So please become a monthly sustainer. The amount's up to you, $10 a month, $15 a month. It's really a great way to support your listening without taking a huge bite out of your monthly budget. Here's how to sign up.
You can pledge at WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552. Hi, Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your gift is $5 or $10 or maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org. We're at 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can get DIY projects for the self-sufficient homeowner, 25 ways to build a self-reliant lifestyle for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month.
Wisconsin Public Radio is your radio station, the one that wakes you up in the morning, rides with you on your commute, offers some great companionship during the day.
The beauty of public radio is that you get to decide how much you'd like to pay for the programs you enjoy. Many first-time donors give $25 or $50. Your gift, combined with donations from other listeners, add up to what we need to make WPR great. Become our next new member right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, so I hope now you'll make a habit of donating. It's a good habit, you can be proud of. Get started today with your pledge, any amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We still have a long ways to go.
We do, but I have confidence in our listeners. We're looking for 68 more pledges in the next 70 minutes. That is a very achievable goal, but we need your help. Help out now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And as an added bonus, for your pledge of any amount today, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad mini.
And if you contribute $10 a month or $120, you are also eligible to receive, you just have to ask for it, a copy of the book we're talking about today, DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner. It's a wonderful book, yours for a contribution of $120 or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we've been breaking down amounts like $120 into what that is a month, and in this case, $10 a month. The reason is it's a great time to become a sustaining member of WPR by signing up for ongoing monthly installments from your bank account or credit card. As a sustainer, you'll automatically be entered in today's drawing for an iPad mini, and you'll also be entered in all of our future sweepstakes and drawings. Become a sustainer now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Susan from Heartland said, we recently moved to Wisconsin, and the great programs on the Ideas Network have really helped me feel more like a part of the community. I can't imagine morning without joy. I'm so glad to have Kathleen and Larry in the car with me, along with favorite NPR shows that I enjoyed in Massachusetts. It's so true.
That's a great comment.
Great community of listeners we have here. Help us out now with your contribution at WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552. And thanks a lot for your support of WPR.
Thank you.
As we visit with our guest today, a wonderful guest, Betsy Matheson Simaniets, who is the author of DIY. Why do I want to say it the other way? DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowners. It's 25 ways to build a self-reliant lifestyle with great photography and instructions on how to do a better job with composting, how to make great planter boxes, how to build a cold frame, starting seeds, and all of the various types of hoop houses and so forth that you can go build with them. There's a solar dryer that that she's got some great instructions on how to make, how to set up a basement root cellar. I love those ideas. They're all ideas that we've talked about on the show at one time or another over the last year. So great to have all that in one book, and great to have her with us. Again, you can join in. If you have a question or comment, you can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there. Betsy Matheson Simaniac, our guest today, author of DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner. Great to have her along. Thank you so much for listening in. Again, you can join in with your own questions or comments, or I'd love to hear your stories, too, about things that you've done to make yourself more self-sufficient. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or post a photo or questions on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And, you know, Betsy, one of the things that that's become very popular in cities, large and small, frankly, in Wisconsin, is raising chickens. Is that taken on in Texas as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there are chickens everywhere. I love it.
Well, you know, I'm looking. You've got a thing here on building a chicken ark. Talk about that.
It is the neatest project. This chicken ark is designed to be a really safe space for your chickens to roost during the night, a good place for them to lay their eggs, somewhere they can wander around within the chicken ark, protected from dogs or other animals in your yard. But the neat thing about this project is you can move it. So if you want to fertilize a specific area of your garden, or want to kind of concentrate the chickens in different areas over time, you can just pick up this ark with the help of a friend and move it to somewhere else in your yard. So it's a really, it's a very versatile project, and I think it works well for yards of all sizes. So even if you don't have a lot of space, you can raise chickens and really easily build this project on your own.
You know, and what I do like about it as well is that it's attractive.
Yeah. You know, it's like a nice A-frame. It looks really nice.
I've got, you know, I know some people in the city of Madison with little chicken houses in the back of their on their lawn, and you know, one or two of them are really look nice, but then there are a couple that, oh my goodness, why would you have that in your back lawn? But this one, I mean, this looks attractive. Looks good.
Yeah,
it's not going to make the neighbors mad.
Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of cities require you, if you want to raise chickens, you kind of have to talk to your neighbors, make sure it's okay with everybody. But with something like this in your yard, and, you know, with just chickens and not a rooster, this is not going to get in anybody's way or bother anybody at all. And is a great way to, you know, have your own fresh eggs.
Absolutely. Well, again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 with your questions or stories to tell. Leslie, Joe in Polk County. Let's turn to you now. Thank you for calling, Leslie.
Hi there. What a great show. I live in Polk County in an old farmhouse, and the way the farmhouses were built, you heated, you know, like the main floor, and then the heat just rose up to the top. So I have a wood stove in my basement. But in the winter, instead of trying to keep all the rooms warm, I shut some of them off. And I realized that some of the rooms were about the same temperature as a refrigerator. So I can turn my refrigerator off now in the winter from, like, November through March. And I have a cooler full of whatever I have, mostly condiments. But even produce, like Betsy was saying, even produce can last for a long time in a basement root cellar. So I sort of have that set up that way so I can keep all my food fresh in a room that's closed off. I have solar panels, so I'm really conscious about using electricity. So, again, having no refrigerator, that helps with not using electricity. And I cook on my wood stove so I can, you know, keep my stove off. But it's really rewarding when you can we used to do this. People used to live this way.
Yeah.
And so now if I feel grateful. If I can turn on a tap and get water, at least I didn't have to haul it somewhere. So I think part of it's just being grateful for what we have and not being so caught up in convenience.
Do you ever bake bread on your wood stove?
Well, unfortunately, I got a new wood stove last summer. It's much more efficient. It doesn't burn as much wood, but it doesn't get nearly as hot. I used to bake on my old wood stove, but it was, my walls were getting darker and darker, so I just needed to move up and get a more decent stove. But, no, I can do, like, pots of soup on the stove. I can roast a chicken. It takes a while. But you can cook a lot of food on top of a wood stove.
Yeah.
Especially hearty stuff like chili and things. And, you know, you want like hearty winter food anyway. So.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a great show. Thanks a lot for sharing all the information about being self-sustainable.
Yeah, well, thank you, Leslie. And Betsy, I bet you have a comment on what Leslie had to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, cooking in a wood stove isn't something that we were able to cover, but when I was working on this book, I got to talk to a lot of wood stove manufacturers, and it's just amazing some of the wood stoves you can get now. A lot of them utilize geothermal heat, so you can burn wood that will heat, like, large masses of concrete and keep your whole house warm. It's really, like, pretty amazing what you can do now. So, Leslie, thank you so much for calling. Yeah. I would love to visit your house.
Yeah, I guess when she... You know, I don't know how much electricity I would expect. A refrigerator probably eats up a fair amount of electricity in the course of a year. I'd have to look that up just to see. But her comment about solar, you certainly have many different solar projects that any of us really could take on.
Yeah, I mean, the coolest one, my favorite out of this book, I got to talking with this local business in Minneapolis who are really committed to bringing, you know, smart and efficient and affordable solar energy to urban and suburban homes. And they developed this way of integrating a solar heat panel into your home's existing ductwork to keep, like, if you have a room in your house that's traditionally just chillier than others, you can actually run the air from that room through a solar thermal panel on your roof, and the panel actually heats up the air and then pipes it back into that room. So it's like very energy efficient, drawing on resources that are already there. It's just a super smart solution to keep your house warm in the winter.
It's a great idea, and you also have some plans in there for the solar hot water heater, I think, for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I think and solar, I think ways you can be very efficient is, and it's highly recommended that you use a solar heating for your hot water heater.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. It's a great project, and you explain how to do that in your book.
Yeah, I mean, that project was designed by some professional solar guys, and they, you know, have installed it in multiple homes in Minneapolis. It works really well. So it's something that, you know, if you feel comfortable working with metal and have access to some ductwork, you can really easily build that yourself.
One of the things that I enjoy about your book is that, you know, I'm looking at the tools that are required, and I'm looking at, all right, a drill, probably a hammer and maybe some nails. It's pretty much stuff that most of us have in our homes to begin with, saws, whatnot.
These projects are not like for DIY experts. Like, I consider myself a beginner, and I could tackle many of these projects easily. I think the most complicated thing is making sure that the resources and materials you use are the right choice. A lot of these projects, you can use salvaged materials, old windows for your cold frame or for your solar dryer, etc. But it's important, I think, anything that's going to come in contact with food or with your water. You want to be really smart in making sure it hasn't been in contact with chemicals or interacted with anything that might be toxic. Just to safeguard your own health is the stuff will come in contact with the food that you eat.
Absolutely. Very good points. You can join in with your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and you can post a question or a comment there. Let's turn to Ryan in La Crosse next. Ryan, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hey there, Larry. How are you doing today?
Great. Appreciate your call.
Good. I'd like to talk about an Oneota people style, a tribe that used to live here, for gardening.
Mm-hmm.
What they did, since living in the city, you kind of have smaller plots. What you can do to create more space is do a hill design, where you have a high point and a low point, kind of like a trough. You can plant different plants on the top of the hill and at the bottom. It just creates more space for you, since we have kind of smaller land to work with here in the city.
Yeah, so and the Oneota tribe is what you're talking about there, Ryan. And I'm not sure. Well, I do know Betsy's got a lot of information in her book about sort of growing your own plants, starting seeds indoors, and that sort of thing, Betsy.
That's such a smart idea, Ryan. I mean, I think we kind of get boxed into thinking about gardens in one way. And really, like, you can build a garden utilizing the space you have in a lot of different ways. I love the idea you talked about. I want to, like, look at a picture of it to make sure, like, I can visualize, like, which plants you would plant where. But I'm sure it's an, you know, incredibly efficient use of space. I think, too, I didn't realize until I was working on this project that you can grow so many vegetables in pots, things you can have even if you don't have a yard on your balcony or on your front steps. You can grow a tomato plant, you can grow fruit trees, and certainly like lettuce, greens, and herbs as well.
Actually, lots of them, and you have some great, and Ryan, by the way, thanks so much, and Betsy, you have some great designs for those pots and for those things that we can, you know, plant our vegetables or flowers or whatever in.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. These are, you know, you don't need to go buy something new. Like for many of us who are resource conscious, you can either like repurpose something you already have, improve it, make it work, or you can build something yourself out of materials you probably have in your garage or can get access to pretty easily.
We are talking today with Betsy Matheson, Simaniacs, about, oh man, all these different projects that you and I can do in our home to make ourselves more self-sufficient and to really have a, I think, a more satisfying and fulfilling lifestyle. And speaking of somebody with a satisfying and fulfilling lifestyle, Judith Sears Poisson, who is...
I'm a lucky girl, Larry.
You got a great guy there.
I do.
And you got...
I got you, too.
Me here, and you got your husband.
I got great guys at home and at work.
Well, I tell you what, you do a good job of helping raise some money too. And she's here because of our fall membership, our winter membership drive. Listeners like you are such an important part of making WPR possible, and we hope that you will help us out.
Yes, your support right now makes a huge difference, and it gets you entered in today's drawing. That's today only. Today's drawing for an iPad mini. So make your gift of any amount right now and get entered in the drawing for an iPad mini. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a goal of 70 pledges for our time here on the air, and we have... what have we got? We've got 11? Yeah, 11, so we have 59 more to go.
But I want to point out, 9 out of those 11 people are first-time donors.
Isn't that
That's
great?
That's really exciting.
I love that. If you're a first-time donor, wonderful. Or
welcome to the group.
Yeah, welcome to the group. Or maybe you're kind of somebody who hasn't contributed for a while, and you're thinking about it. Well, hey, get on the bandwagon. Join the rest of us here right now and help pay for the programs that you count on. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We get such good guests on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know you'll ask great questions and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, if you contribute at least $120 or more in your pledge, we will send you a copy, or we can send you a copy, of DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, 25 Ways to Build a Self-Reliant Lifestyle. That's a thank you gift for your pledge. And to be perfectly honest, that $120 contribution would be more than covered with almost any of these projects that are in the book. As a matter of fact, you're going to save money, and you're going to have better produce, you're going to have maybe a warmer house. There are all kinds of ways that you're going to benefit from this.
And we hear great stories from Wisconsin Public Radio listeners every day. They're usually about how WPR touches their lives or how they've used information that they've heard. The donor comments you hear during the pledge drive are great examples, like Nathan from Appleton pledged today because he says the DIY handbook was just what I was waiting for.
And I tell you what, these stories remind us of how we've connected to each other as a community. We all love great radio programs, programs that engage us or inspire us, make us think. Your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 really makes great WPR experiences possible for you and for the community.
And don't forget, pledge any amount today and you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad mini. Find out all the details, make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Barbara Gilmore from Port Washington, Wisconsin. I'm a member of the board of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because it makes me feel that I am a part of a community of listeners who share my curiosity about our world.
You can go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support of WPR. Thanks in advance for your gift of maybe it was $5 or $10 or $30 a month, whatever the amount is right for you, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can get DIY projects for the self-sufficient homeowner, 25 ways to build a self-reliant lifestyle for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. And I want to point out, Larry was saying that there are all these great projects and there are great diagrams. It's not just words, and it's words, pictures, and diagrams. So really, this is, other than your tools and materials, this is all you really need to take on these great projects.
So you can become a sustainer right now. That'd be great.
That's a great idea.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Lots of ways of saying make your pledge here to Wisconsin Public Radio. We can say make your voice heard. We can say stand up and be counted. We can say vote with your wallet. Oh, my goodness. Any of those things right now, as a matter of fact, just make a pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 59 more pledges in the next 40 minutes. Help out now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And as we said, an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad mini.
And you can ask for the DIY projects for the self-sufficient homeowner, 25 ways to build a self-reliant lifestyle with your pledge. It's got to be $120 or more. $120, that's $10 a month. Go to WPR.org right now and make your pledge or call 888-202-2552.
And again, it's a great time to become a sustaining member of WPR. Sign up for ongoing monthly installments from your bank account or credit card. And again, as a sustainer, you'll be automatically entered not just in today's drawing for an iPad mini, but you'll be entered in all of our future sweepstakes and drawings as long as you're a sustainer. So do it right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thanks to everybody who's contributed so far. If you haven't done it yet, do it right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Are there some projects that you have around your house? Maybe you're thinking, oh, you know, I ought to have a rain barrel. Or maybe you're thinking, gosh, it'd be nice to have some chickens, but I don't have a chicken coop. I'd have to go buy one. Or maybe you're thinking, I don't like my compost the way it's set up now. It'd be great to have a new compost, a place to put my compost. Or, you know, these planter boxes that I've got are kind of looking kind of ratty. Could I make some new ones? Tell you what, all that and a whole lot more you'll find in DIY projects for the self-sufficient homeowner. Our guest is the author of that book, Betsy Matheson Simaniats. And great to have her along. Thank you so much for listening in. And again, if you have a question or a comment or maybe a story of your own to share about something that you've made, I hope you'll join us. The number is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can certainly post a question or a comment there. And, you know, Jeannie in West Bend is online with, I think, maybe a great comment. So let's go to Jeannie. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me on the air. I wanted to let your listeners know that in West Bend in Washington County, we have a Kettle Moraine Community Time Bank, and we are going to be having a DIY community share fair coming up on Saturday, March 9th from 10 to 2.
Oh.
And we're going to, we're going to have at least 20 hands-on learning stations. We're going to have various presenters at stations teaching people how to make homemade laundry detergent, toothpaste, lotion, natural household cleaners, herbal and home remedies, nut butters.
Wow.
Yeah, food drying, canning, lots of different things. So we hope that people can come on out to our fair. It's free.
And where is it? It's at West Bend.
It's in West Bend. It's at Trinity Lutheran Church. They're letting us use the church. It's on 7th Avenue in West Bend. So everyone's welcome to come on out.
And when is it again?
And it's Saturday, March 9th from 10 to 2. It's an open house.
I love this idea.
Yeah, so it's just something we're doing through our time bank here, which is another topic.
Ah.
Talk about a different day.
Yeah.
And I hope some listeners can come on out.
Oh, that it sounds wonderful. Betsy, sounds like a really kind of a fun day, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I wish I could come. I would fly up from Texas for that, Jeannie.
Yeah, it sounds like so much fun. Do you see that sort of thing in Texas ever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the community down here also is pretty focused on sustainability. What's interesting that I've been learning about is, you know, the focus of the choices you make in your home are really different depending on your climate. So I've, as a transplant from the Midwest myself, have learned a lot about how those choices are different down here than they were when I lived in Minneapolis. So I would love to learn how to make nut butter from you, Jeannie. I wish I could be there.
Me too, for that matter. Thanks, Jeannie.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Oh, wait a minute. Are you still there?
Yes.
Do you have a website?
Well, the Kettle Moraine Community Time Bank.
.org.
We also have a Facebook page for the Kettle Moraine Community Time Bank. And there's an event for the DIY Community Share Fair.
Okay, right there. We'll post it up on my Facebook page. We'll give you a link.
Oh, great. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Jeannie, for calling. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Go to my Facebook page. You can post there at The Larry Mueller Show. And as a matter of fact, we have a Facebook comment from Nina. She says, we garden, we can, we pressure and water bath, both. We have 4 rain barrels and are annexing our front yard for more food production. And we are saving seeds. She says, I wish DeForest, which is their community, I wish DeForest would allow chickens.
Oh, but what a great thing to save your own seeds from year to year. That's just inspiring. And, you know, it's such a satisfying time investment to see that full cycle of your plant life. Oh, I wish we could do that where we are here.
Yeah, and the... Unfortunately, the downside is not being able to raise their own chickens. But
yeah.
I tell you what, Nina, if you take a look at this self-sufficient homeowner book that Betsy's put together, I'm looking at the cover, and it's such a beautiful cover. But one of the things that really struck me was the lower right corner, kind of your cover, which you may or may not have a copy of your book in front of you, but the strawberry growing thing, that in and of itself would be, to me, would be worth the price of the book.
Well, it's such a neat project. I mean, most people don't think about growing strawberries if they don't have a lot of space. But in 2 square feet of space, if you get a nice barrel and you set your plants up in a really smart way with a watering pipe down the center, you can grow 25 feet of strawberries in just a little small space. And this project works really well. It uses materials you can find anywhere. It's a really cool project. And you can both cultivate strawberries within this barrel, but also cut off runners for transplanting elsewhere.
I love it. It looks great. And you've got a picture of, is that a daughter, maybe, or a young, at least a young person, younger person?
Yeah.
Sitting in a chair harvesting the strawberries. Now, that's the way to harvest. I'm telling
easy
you.
Easy living right there.
We're talking easy living right there. You're sitting in a little chair with her basket. And picking off these strawberries one at a time. I thought, man, that's the way to do it.
They look delicious, too.
No getting down on her hands and knees for her. Let's just sit down in the nice easy chair. Oh, man. we had an email from Casey. Casey says, as a musician and a student who moves around from year to year, I found that old burnt-out speakers and little red wagons make perfect planters. The 15-inch speaker that I filled with dirt is proving to be a wonderful lettuce bowl.
Oh, how cool. What a great idea.
Yeah, the Radio Flyer wagon makes a great portable herb planter as well. Mm-hmm. So you just got his little wagon, hauls it around.
Yeah, well, and you could move it to follow the sun to make sure your plants get plenty of light. That's such a smart idea.
I love it. And then on Facebook, Thomas posted a photo of a solar panel he made, and he says at the peak of the day, it gets 155 degrees inside, and it pumps 80-degree heat even at 10 degrees outside. Once the sun is shining, it's pumping heat, 80-degree heat, even if it's only 10 degrees outside.
That is so great. I mean, we just forget, you know, that there are these resources that as long as we harvest them, like harness them in a really smart way, like we can maximize so much of this energy. That's so great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Our guest today, Betsy Matheson, Symaniates, as we talk with her about her book, Self-Sufficient Homeowners, is DIY projects, things you and I can do to make ourselves a little more self-sufficient, but also some attractive ways to do it. And looking at homeowner extraordinaire Judith Sears Poisson now, who's joined us, who is one of those handy gals.
Actually, I was a smart gal who married a handy guy.
Well,
I'm very good at thinking of projects and directing.
Well, and you've got to have those too. You've got to have the leaders and the followers.
He's very handy, much more so than I am.
Well, Judith here, Judith Sears Poisson, and I are here to ask for you to invest. We need to build a little portfolio here. Mm-hmm. Is what we got to construct a little savings for Wisconsin Public Radio. Hope you'll invest a couple of minutes of your time to support your future WPR listening.
And when you do, you'll be automatically entered in a drawing for an iPad mini. A contribution of any amount will support the programs you enjoy and get you entered in that drawing. So make your gift now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love the iPad mini. It's really a lot of fun. It's portable. It's fun to use. And I know you're going to enjoy it. If you win this iPad mini, you are going to be very, very happy. All you have to do to be eligible, give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Help pay for the programs you depend on. We're looking for 47 more pledges in the next 35 minutes or so. That's a lot. But, you know, we can do it. Make your donation right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
When it comes to the Ideas Network, the expression talk is cheap doesn't really hold true. First of all, on the Ideas Network, you get high quality conversations.
And second, those great conversations, well, they're not free. takes a lot of resources to get all those discussions on the air.
And that's where you come in. You enjoy this high-quality talk, and you support it by making your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I think that the neat thing is that you get to decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge we appreciate, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. So consider asking for the DIY Projects book, DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, as your thank you gift when you give $120 or more, that's $10 a month, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car, or maybe your home and your car. You listen to WPR a lot, and it's time to become a contributing member.
So we hope you will help pay for the station you listen to so much. Make that switch for someone who listens to somebody who listens and contributes. You can do it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And there is that nice little added incentive that everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad mini. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount, and you are lucky already because you're listening to WPR and we're here for you. Be there for us at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're already a sustaining member, just remember that your name is already automatically in there. And frankly, you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email and phone number to WPR iPad Mini Drawing. It's at 821 University Avenue in Madison, and the zip code is 53706. So you can enter by sending a postcard or make a pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I have a husband and three sons, and we're all very avid listeners. We feel that Wisconsin Public Radio provides objective and informative information about what's going on in the community. It certainly is a station where you can call in, and you know that for sure that if you have an opposing viewpoint, that it's going to be broadcast because this is public radio. I'm Joan Rudnitsky, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for objective information and entertainment.
Thank you, Joan. You can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio, your gift to listener-supported WPR. And whether it's $5 a month or $100 a month or anything in between, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We're looking to get 42 more pledges in the next 35 minutes. We're making some progress, but we still have a ways to go. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong. Make your contribution, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've been talking about this book.
It's a great book.
Oh, it's a wonderful book, DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner. Lots of great photographs plus diagrams and everything you need to construct these 25 different projects.
Really something or more than one thing for everyone.
Yeah, it's yours for a pledge of $120 or more. So that's be $10 a month or more. Make your pledge right now.
When you pledge, you'll be adding your voice to the almost 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution of any amount is pooled with other members' contributions to make up the single largest piece of our budget.
We use that money to bring you great programs every day. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 40 more pledges in the next 30 minutes or so. Want to make sure we read this one comment. Larry, Jeff and Sherry from Ripon say, we especially enjoy Larry's program. He is such a comfort to listen to, and we so enjoy the program subjects. They coincide with our interests, and we learn so much. They say thank you, and we say thank you to you when you make your pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much if you've already contributed. If you haven't, donate right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we'll be back with our guest right after a look at the news. If you're like me, you might often think, I wish there was a way to make better use of this space, or I'd love to cut my energy bills. Well, you're in luck because our guest today has ideas for those situations and many, many more. Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Betsy Simonietz is the author of DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, 25 Ways to Build a Self-Reliant Lifestyle. Betsy Matheson Simonietz, it's great to have her along. She has great advice to share on ways that you can become more self-sufficient. She's happy to answer your questions when you call. That number is 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org. And go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Click like while you're there. We'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. Back after the news. I'm just wondering now, have you ever thought about building your own cold frame to extend the growing season? What about a hoop house or maybe even a greenhouse, small greenhouse? Hi, Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. You know, those might seem like big projects to take on yourself, but our guest today doesn't think so at all. Betsy Matheson Simonietz is the author of DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, 25 Ways to Build a Self-Reliant Lifestyle. She joins us from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas. Excuse me. And Betsy, thanks again for joining us. I really appreciate it.
It's so much fun to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's fun. You know, and I can tell you're from Minneapolis, and you have not yet developed the Texas accent. How long have you been there?
We've been here about 3 years. Every once in a while, I think it may depend who I'm talking with, every once in a while I slip into a little bit of a drawl, but not all the time yet.
Well, it's good to know that you've kept a little of that Midwest accent.
Absolutely. I will always be a Midwestern girl at heart. So.
Well, you know, you've got so many great projects. And by the way, let me give the number again. If you'd like to join in, I hope you have a question or comment or even share an example of something that you've done to become a little more self-sufficient, things you may have built. I hope you'll join us. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org. And we've even had some nice photos and posts on my Facebook page. Thomas, for example, posted a photo of a solar panel he made. You may have something as well that you can post. We'd love to hear from that, see that as well at the Larry Mueller Show. So please feel free to join in. I'm wondering, are there some projects that would lend themselves to getting the kids involved? You certainly have children in many of the pictures.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of these, I mean, because most of the projects in this book involve pretty simple tools and are relatively safe, lot of these you could do with kids. I think raising garden beds or building raised garden beds and then involving kids in how to grow seedlings and transplant them into the garden is a great way to invest your kids in what it takes to grow your own food. And also, you know, it's a great way to learn about nature and about how plants work. One of the projects we haven't gotten to talk much about yet is the beehive design that's in this book.
And I really love that.
It is the coolest thing, Larry. And the man who designed this, his name's Philip Chandler, and he has a great website I recommend everybody visit. It's called The Barefoot Beekeeper. And he very much believes that keeping bees should be something that's really simple, something you can do yourself, and doesn't need to involve lots of expensive equipment or big fancy systems. Like this beehive design is so simple. Like it's mostly a habitat for the bees who are already pollinating your garden to live. And the great side benefit is that the bees will build their own comb that you can harvest for honey, for honeycomb to make your own lotions and soaps. So this is something that's so simple you could easily build it with your kids, and it's also a great way to learn about, you know, how bees play such an important role in our ecosystem.
Well, and I love the look of it. I mean, it looks really cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. You could easily have that in the middle of your flower garden. And in addition to being a great way to give bees a place to live, it's also going to keep your flowers healthy and growing. So a really cool project. I highly recommend you guys take a look at it.
And it uses cedar. I like the use of cedar. It's going to cost you a few bucks, but man, not that much. And
not too much. Yeah, and if you, you know, have lumber around from other projects you've worked on in your home, most of the materials you can probably find or purchase pretty cheaply.
You know, the thing I like about this so much is that I'm going to be able to hand this over to my father-in-law. Oh, yeah. Herb, I hope you're not listening, Herb. But I intend to hand him a copy of this book and say, Herb, you know, one of those top bar beehives that look really great in our backyard. And that's pretty much all I, and here, look, and show him the thing. And pretty much, pretty much then I could forget about it. And like a few weeks later, what'll show up at my front yard, our front door, will be Herb with one of those beehives.
How great is that?
That, well, and his my mother-in-law, I own, between the two of them, he usually takes the lead role, but between the two of them, they get a lot of work done for me. And he's going to look at this and say, well, that's nothing to make. I can do that. And,
yeah.
And he would probably do a little better job than me. But I think even I could do this one.
I think definitely you could, Larry. I mean, this is, it's just not a complicated design. It's just so smart in its simplicity. And what I love about it is it really lets the bees do the work. Lot of the more complicated hive designs, you know, you have comb already created for your bees. Bees know how to do that on their own. So give them a space to live and harvest the results and support a healthy ecosystem in the process.
It's great. I really do love it. And as you say, kids can help on almost any of these projects. Is there a project or a fun project that you've done that you particularly enjoy doing, a simple one?
Well, the raised garden beds, I know we talked about those before, but, you know, that's a project I really enjoy because you can make them in pretty much any shape or size or height, like whatever is going to work best for you and your space. Something that I really enjoy doing is creating raised beds that are a little bit taller. So, Larry, you mentioned the girl sitting and harvesting the strawberries. You know, if you have back pain or gardening is tough for you to be down on your knees, you can build beds that are 3-4 feet tall. As long as you can reach the center, you can easily grow plants in a way that's really accessible for yourself. So I really like that project a lot. It's so versatile and it's so easy. It's something that you can set out to do at the beginning of the day on Saturday and at the end of the day, have this amazing new garden bed to show for all your hard work.
Yeah. And again, something that looks really nice, looks great. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, and you know, another part, I'm going back to your introduction because I was really struck when I was first reading.
Yeah.
You talk about the self-sufficient lifestyle and then efficiency, conservation, and recycling. And then you've got a picture of a discarded dressing table that was turned into a vanity cabinet in a bathroom. And I'm looking at that, my goodness. I mean, now that looks like a very, you know, expensive and very nice vanity cabinet.
Yeah.
And it was something that was almost probably ready to get tossed.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. And like you take a fresh eye at the things already in your life, you know, old furniture that might be in the garage, and like take a keen eye on what you could do with that in a new way. You know, this vanity is a great example of that. You cut out a hole for this sink, get an inexpensive plumbing kit, connect it up with existing plumbing in your wall, and you have this really beautiful piece that is totally unique, like totally your own. I've also seen people create planters out of the most amazing things. So out of old discarded footballs and drawers from old dressers. And if you take a creative eye to the objects in your life, there's almost no limit to what you could do with them. And that is in turn, you know, putting things back to a new use is just helping conserve resources and make sure we're using what we have already in our lives responsibly.
Well, I know, I don't know that I want to show this to my wife or not, because she really wants to have chickens. I frankly, although I know a lot of people who listen want chickens in their backyard. I am not one of those people because I know who is going to be the one to take care of the chickens, and especially the dirtiest parts of the care of the chickens is not going to be daughter Emily. It's going to be Father Larry.
Well, hopefully, if you could, you know, get a big gardening space, you could just move this ark from place to place, and then you would minimize the cleanup.
And then I'm seeing sheep, and I'm thinking, no, not in the city of Madison. But then I'm seeing all these, like, the raised beds you're showing here, and the solar panels that just look wonderful, and the and that strawberry, I'm definitely going to have one of those. I can tell you that right now.
Well, now's the time to start making those plans. You know, start gathering materials and getting some of this stuff ready. If spring's going to be here before we know it.
Now, that barrel, how big is that barrel anyway, that strawberry barrel?
It's about, 2 feet square, about 3 feet tall. It's a pretty big drum.
So it's, 2 feet square, about 3 feet tall. Mm-hmm. But you're getting 25 feet, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you wrap the berries around the watering pipe in a spiral design. So strawberry roots don't need a ton of soil to thrive. And really, they just need plenty of water to grow that good, juicy fruit. So by putting them in the spiral design, you can have a lot of plants in a really small space.
I'm definitely going to do that one. And you've got it's watering. You got some instructions for how to build in the watering and all that too, don't you?
Yeah. It's a really neat design. It's a wide PVC pipe that you drill some holes in. You could fill it with some loose gravel or sand or not. And then you just, plunk a hose in the top and it'll water the entire barrel and keep your strawberries growing fresh and juicy.
Now, do you have to replant the strawberries every year or would they keep?
No, yeah, I mean, keep their barrel insulated during the winter. If you when you initially put it together, put it on a platform with casters so you can roll it into your garage, pack it with quilts, and keep it warm during the winter months. Put it out again in the spring, and if you have a perennial varietal, your strawberries will grow again the next year. I think this strawberry barrel, you'll likely want to change out the soil every couple of years just to make sure that your strawberry plants continue to have the nutrients they need.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you're going to be eating lots of fresh strawberries.
Yeah, that's the point.
I really like that one. And I can tell you right now, that one's going to be high on the list, either me or father-in-law Herb.
I might get stuck with it.
Well, he's retired, He's got a little more time. But frankly, most of these you can do in a very... a lot of these are just, a day, a weekend day, take a day or a half a day. You can crank these like a cold frame. You can make one of those in a few hours.
Well, in these projects, get started with them. Start with something small and easy if you're a beginner, and you're quickly going to be hooked into going on to the next project. So there's a ton of ideas here to get your thinking started. And the more you get into this, I guarantee, you're just going to want to build more and more. So many of these systems feed into one another. So if you have great produce you're growing, you're going to want to find a way to preserve and dry it for the next year, and are soon going to have a solar dryer in your backyard, too.
Wow. I tell you what, Betsy Matheson Simaniats has got lots of great ideas, and they're all found in her book, DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner. You do a great job with this, Betsy. You're fun to talk to as well.
Oh, thank you, Larry. It was so much fun to be here with you today. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you with us. And it's always wonderful to have Judith Sears Poisson joining us as well. Do you have your own strawberry bed?
I tried and it didn't do very well, so I'm thinking I might try this barrel.
This barrel?
Yeah.
25 feet?
Yeah, that's great.
A 25 foot row, and you're only a couple of feet across,
right,
3 feet high?
Yep.
3.5?
Yeah, because I think we all have more vertical space than we have horizontal space.
I've grown out. I've grown out my body.
I wasn't
body
commenting on
is growing out on more horizontally.
But strawberries
lately
are a healthy snack. So
they are a healthy snack. Judith Sirsposan joining me here at Wisconsin Public Radio for our winter membership drive. Listeners like you are such an important part of making WPR possible.
And your support right now makes a huge difference. And it gets you entered in today's drawing for an iPad mini. So make your gift of any amount right now and be entered in that drawing. WPR.org 888-202-2552.
And it's just today for the iPad mini?
It is.
Just today.
Yes.
And so now's the time to get on the bandwagon. And plus, you'll be helping us out because we're looking for 24 more pledges by the end of this half hour. So we got another 8 minutes or so to go to get 24 pledges. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, please help us stay on track by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're like me, you've been enjoying the conversation with guest Betsy Matheson Simeonitz about her book, DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, 25 Ways to Build a Self-Reliant Lifestyle. Lots of great information, really easy to follow directions and diagrams. It's a really exciting and inspiring book. So take a few minutes right now to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And during this program, you can get DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, Betsy's book, for a contribution of a minimum contribution of $120 or $10 a month. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can also get this nice thank you gift. So please pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I hear all the time answering the phones how much people enjoy our regular guests. Some of those regulars are Peter Green talking about computers, Phil Pelletieri, who answers our endless questions about insects, Melinda Myers, nationally known gardening expert.
You get some great information that you can use from these guests and from so many, many more of our guests. It's really a pleasure to have them on. But it's your contributions that makes it all possible. So pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And pledge any amount today and you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad mini. Find out the details and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained every day. You get value from this program and also shows like Car Talk or What Do You Know or The Kathleen Dunn Show and many others that you've come to rely on.
WPR gives you a window on the world and a look at every corner of our state like no other station does. Support the exciting mix of shows you enjoy on this station with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
The callers were so knowledgeable. They contributed as much as the guests did.
Nothing but good compliments for your program, and I listen to what your other callers have to say because I learn from them. Kudos on that and your producers.
You can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether your gift is $5 or $10 or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And still, we've got a ways to go here, Judith.
It's crunch time. We're looking for 23 more pledges in the next 5 minutes. We can do it, but only with your help. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs you count on all year long. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, there is no time like the present. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can get the DIY Projects for the Self-Sufficient Homeowner, 25 Ways to Build a Self-Reliant Lifestyle, for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month.
And there are several ways to make your pledge. Giving on the web is especially efficient. If you're online now, you barely have to stop what you're doing. Just go to WPR.org, and in just a couple minutes, you'll have made your gift. I just made my gift during the last program segment, and it took me less than 2 minutes.
We're looking for 22 more pledges in the next 4 minutes or so here. But, you know, we can do that. You can help us right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you're entered into a drawing for an iPad Mini.
And don't forget, you can ask for the DIY projects for the self-sufficient homeowner, 25 ways to build a self-reliant lifestyle with your pledge of $120 or more. That's just $10 a month. Pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. This is a great book. I think you're going to really enjoy it. And I think everyone would find something in there that they would want to tackle, don't you, Larry?
Absolutely. I've got two projects for sure that I'm going to do out of there. Or either that or get Herb to do it.
Herb, if you're listening, you better sharpen up those tools. Larry's got plans for you.
And he'll be able to crank those things out in really short order. It's a great time, by the way, to become a sustaining member of WPR. You can just sign up for ongoing monthly installments from your bank account or your credit card. And then as a sustainer, you're automatically entered in today's drawing for an iPad Mini. Also be entered in all of our future sweepstakes and drawings. So become a sustainer now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Vincent from Elgin says, I love listening to Larry's show. He gives me great inspiration to try to reduce my impact on the environment and live a more sustainable lifestyle. Vincent, thank you so much for that comment. If you agree with Vincent, show your support right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Larry, we're still looking for 17 more pledges in the next 4 minutes or so.
Next 4 minutes is very important for us to make this a goal. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Betsy Matheson, Simeonitz, today. She did a wonderful job, didn't she? And she's got a great book here for you, Self-Sufficient Homeowner, chance for you to have some a 25-foot row of strawberries in 2 feet.
I know. I'm going to be counting on some of those strawberries from you. Also, David from Sauk City says, I'm happy to make a gift to WPR, and I'm glad to get in on the iPod Mini drawing. You can get in on that drawing, too, with your donation today. Jack from Madison says, I have found that WPR has increasingly become a touchstone for my life. It has led me to so much that fills and stimulates my curiosities. What a wonderful thing to say.
Absolutely. And you can help out here. You can donate right now. Help us reach our goal at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. If you haven't contributed already, now's the time to do it.
12 more pledges we're looking for in the next 3 minutes.
Please contribute right now. And thanks for listening.